Nevertheless, many of the progressives seeking to re-elect Markey attribute their support to his focus on climate change. In the Data for Progress survey, voters were asked, would you support or oppose a 10-year investment in clean energy infrastructure and jobs, sometimes called a Green New Deal? A majority, or 58%, responded with strongly support. The high-profile primary has also not gone without substantial spending. The two candidates' campaigns have spent a combined $21.8 million, per Open Secrets. According to a Boston Globe assessment, this total reaches $29 million after factoring in super PAC spending. In an email following the poll's release, according to Politico, Kennedy campaign manager Nick Clemens wrote, since day one, we've fully expected this race to come down to the wire. And our internal numbers show this race neck and neck with Joe trending in the right direction and gaining momentum in the final stretch. If Markey secures a victory on primary day, on September 1st, not only would he be the first to beat a Kennedy in Massachusetts, but Kennedy would also lose his place in Congress altogether as he forewent his House seat to enter the Senate contest.